Hi there. You're watching a short series of basic questions about Spiritism. Are there any postulates in Spiritism? Spiritism has five postulates, which are the existence of God, the immortality of the soul, the plurality of existences or reincarnation, the plurality of inhabited worlds, and the communicability of the spirits. Spiritism analyzes the first postulate, the existence of God, by using an axiom formed in mainstream science, which states that there is no effect without a cause. Therefore, everything created by man is an effect caused by man. For example, cars, computers, buildings, cities. But we are surrounded by things which were not created by man. Rocks, plants, insects, animals, human beings, nature, etc. The main example of this principle is the universe and everything in it, which includes billions of stars, galaxies, and the uncountable planets. We cannot assume that all creation simply popped to existence out of nowhere. To think this way is the same as to believe that nothing is able to create something. Reason and logic tells us that the universe cannot have created itself and must have a cause. Even if we accept that the Big Bang is the beginning of everything, we can still ask what made the initial particles and what existed before that. Thus, Spiritism concludes that the universe is an effect and the cause is God. This is the answer the spirits provided to Allan Kardec when he asked question number one of the Spirit's book. What is God? God is the supreme intelligence, the first cause of everything. The second postulate, the immortality of the soul, is derived from the principle that God, being a perfect creator, could not have created something with the need to be destroyed later on. The soul, like everything else, can't be destroyed, only transformed. Thus, the soul is immortal and goes through many modifications to achieve its destiny, perfection. However, for the soul to achieve perfection, it must acquire intellectual and moral qualities through many physical body experiences. This is the third postulate in Spiritism, the plurality of existences, or simply put, reincarnation. For the soul to unfold and develop all its inner potential, several lifetimes are needed, even for those that follow the path of righteousness, because it's impossible to attain perfection in a brief period of a lifespan. With the law of reincarnation, no one is left behind, and all individuals will achieve perfection, regardless of how evil they are today. But of course, more negative actions means more reincarnations, and more reincarnations means more trials and difficulties to overcome. The first postulate, the plurality of inhabited worlds. Spiritism supports this postulate by asserting that God would not have created trillions of planets to simply make our nights more beautiful. Instead, in God's creation, there is a purpose for everything, and planets serve as different home schools for the ascendancy of the soul and the ladder of evolution, just like here on Earth. As we evolve intellectually, we must go through different schools levels to continue our progress. The fifth postulate of Spiritism is the communicability of the spirits, which is the ability of the spirits to send us messages about life and the afterlife. Spiritism teaches that the ability to communicate with the spirits, it's a natural phenomenon, which everyone is capable of, but in different levels, ranging from simple daily inspirations to full written communications. But one may ask, what's the need to communicate with the spirits? Once again, one may use this school analogy for comparison. Here on Earth, we constantly see those individuals who, although moved ahead in their academic achievements, they come back to teach those who are behind. Thus, the spirits are individuals on a higher level of self-consciousness who teach us through mediums the purpose of our existence and how we will achieve the main aim of our lives, perfection.